Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. When I was alone, you took me in your great family and gave me no hope, said that I could live eternally. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's them that I reach for, that hand I know is always there. And finding his still care, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord.
With all my heart,
and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's them that I reach for, that hand I know is always there. And finding his still care, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its riches untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, riches untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. People said I'd never make it. They said I'd never see it through. But they don't know what keeps me going. I guess they'd never have met you. My life was in shambles until the day you came along. You turned my tears into laughter. Lord, you gave me a brand new song. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. All the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burnt them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Motive likely not to prosper was left hanging over my head. You'll never count for nothing, that's what most people say. I've been out to be unsettled, I never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for, and Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. All the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burnt them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Voted likely not to prosper, was left hanging over my head. You'll never count for nothing, that's what most people say. I've been out to be unsettled, I never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for, and Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. All the bridges left behind me. Lord, I burnt them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. All the bridges left behind me. I tell you, you got to burn your bridges so the devil doesn't drag you back into that compound. And he's got you locked up. Your useless item back in the compound. Just that simple. And that's what they're trying to do from day one. Try to drag you back so you can be, to paralyze you.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you and I being back in the compound and having to bow down to these tugs, we'd be paralyzed. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
If we wouldn't be doing this, believe you me, the world would be without, because we're the only two people that tell people the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Uncompromising. We're not compromising with these uncircumcised Philistines. That's all they are. Satan's tugs. We said, we shoot from the hip. We say it the way it is. I don't like to say this thing. I wish I could say it differently.
The stories in the Bible, they still mean something spiritually in our hour. Like back then, they were the Philistines. And they were always being a problem.
Yeah.
They were always harassing Israel. And they were wanting to take them over. And they always had to be on guard against them, but it was Israel, the minute they started to compromise and go into apostasy, then God raised up these adversaries.
Yeah.
But they had a purpose, but in spirituality, they still are Philistines out there.
Oh, big time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used the Delilah, he used his wife, and told his wife, well, you tell him where his power is. And then if she finished Simpson off, because Simpson started to compromise with her, told her the secret, where it's at. And it's the same for today. They told my wife, you're the only one that can get him back here. So she works overtime ever since then. Then she uses my children, my grandchildren, to try to lure me back in. See, we're going through the same thing that Simpson went through. But see, we learned from Simpson. He began to compromise. He began to cave.
That's right.
We're not compromising. We burned all these bridges, like that song said. All the bridges left behind. We made sure there's no way back there again. We burned the bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Blew them up. There is absolutely nothing back there for you and I. We're telling the world the truth. God has put us here and given us this assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Believe you me, the devil, he would like to cripple us. And he knows he knows if he can get me back in that compound, I'm completely out of commission, spiritually speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, I'm getting me going on them things. Sometimes when I'm weary, Satan wars with my soul to get my mind off the cross. Then I start a fighting battle. Christ has already won. And the war Satan's already lost. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in its life-cleansing blood. If I stay on my knees, when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. Oh, can you picture Calvary and that one spotless lamb that suffered and died for my sins? His blood ran so deep that it covered my soul, and Satan, you cannot enter in. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in his life-cleansing blood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. Oh, can you picture Calvary and that one spotless lamb that suffered and died for my sins? His blood ran so deep that it covered my soul, and Satan, you cannot enter in. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in his life-cleansing blood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in his life-cleansing blood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. The anchor,
though the ship's been battered, the anchor holds. Though the sails are torn, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. The anchor holds. Though the ship's been battered, the anchor holds. Though the sails are tore, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. The anchor holds. Though the ship's been battered, the anchor holds. Though the sails are tore, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the storm.
Psalm 119. Verse 104. Through thy precepts I get understanding. See? The word of God. That's his precepts. Therefore I hate every false way. I mean, there's a lot of false ways out there. Mm-hmm. And I hate them. I hate them with a passion. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Here, there's a different translation here. Your precepts give me discernment. See, we discern things. We don't just allow ourselves to be brainwashed. We take it to the scriptures and we dissect it, and we take it this way, that way. Then we go into history and we make sure when we say something that it's scripturally solid. Your precepts give me discernment. Therefore, I hate all deceitful actions. So tell you what, There's a lot of deceitful actions which we're surrounded with. Your word is a lamp to walk by and a light to illuminate my path. Dein Wort macht mich klug. See, it's all about that word. We went through history and we dissected, like I say, and we took it back and forth, and before we put something out here, we know it's spot on, right on. Dein Wort macht mich klug. Darum hasse ich alle falsche Wege. That right thing is a false way. That's why I hate it with a passion. We're going to go into history. We're going to prove to you that it's nothing but Satanism. Dein Wort macht mich klug, darum hasse ich alle falsche Wege. Dein Wort ist meine fiese Leichte und dein Licht auf meinen Weg. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here and just pray, just continue to do it as you see fit. Most of all, Lord, we just want to thank you for another day of life, for your protection from all our enemies, inside and out, Lord. Family and friends and foes, Lord. We have so many enemies because you've given us a commission, Lord, to tell the world the truth that's been laying there dormant for all these years, Lord. And if we don't do it, it's just not going to get done. So we just want to thank you for this another day of life from all our enemies, Lord, that we're surrounded with. We just pray you just continue to do with us as you see fit. Use us for your honor, for your glory. Help us to say things the way you want it said, Lord, the way your word describes it as being, Lord. We just pray you just open the hearts of the people, those that care to listen, those that are concerned about their eternal destiny and their eternal destiny for their children, Lord, their whole family compound, their whole family structure therein lies in what we're saying here, Lord. We just pray you'll just open up their hearts. We just pray, Lord, and give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. That's all the thing we have to go by is that word. And we got the blessings of the Lord because back in the day, the Lord just gave us a desire to read his word. And a lot of stuff I didn't understand. I was clueless, but I just kept reading it because one day I read, blessed is he that reads. And then understanding will come as you continue on reading it here, just like we said here. That word makes us smart, you know. Not smart in our own self, but it makes us to scrutinize everything. And that's what we've been done. That word has kept us on board, and we're still to this day, we're still solid. We haven't compromised yet simply because that word, thy word have I hid in my heart that I don't sin against you. That's what we're doing. That's why we're still on course. That's why we get these attacks from Satan, these phone calls from hell, these text messages from hell, these emails from hell, because Satan knows if he can shut us down, there's nothing left in this world. The only thing left is what we're telling people. They don't know the day and hour they're living in out there. They take pot shots at it, but they don't bring it down to the day because it tells us exactly 1,260 days from when. Well, we found out from when. It was all about that midnight cry. We keep saying that midnight cry. We don't have the revelation of that midnight cry of February 28, 1963, 11 o'clock a.m. Arizona time. That's when that midnight cry was. And once it, and then after that, it's after midnight. And you go on and you do the math and you come up 2021, what's the end of the grace age? What's the end of Laodicea? Then you got 7 years left, and that's the end of Satan. And we tell people that. Nobody knows that, what we're telling people here. But then they just kind of go by, and the devil makes sure that they don't get it. It makes us irrelevant. The devil, he has so many tricks, like that Neil Conley said. Oh, put them in an inapplicable box. You know, they don't rate. They're not important enough to listen to them. And that's what's good. What the devil does. See, the people, they look at us like we're irrelevant. But see, we got the goods. We got the ammunition. We got the scripture. And we got it down pat. We got it right on. And that's why we say we're still hanging on there. We're still holding on. But it doesn't matter what people say about us or do or think about us. It's the end results that'll count. Because up the road is coming a day that we're going to be found out to be true. And I can say, Joseph, your own household will be your biggest sword. That devil will use anything and everything. He'll use these uncircumcised Philistines, just like they did back in the days of Simpson. They told Delia, you're the only one that can, you know, you find out wherein his strength lies. And here's the same thing. It's the same devil, the same spirit, the same diabolical, these uncircumcised Philistines that call themselves preachers, these Leonard from Deltas and these Joe from Si, these are uncircumcised Philistines. That's these preachers and these cults. That's all these are, these cults. See, we went back to the scripture, and I know I offend a lot of people when I speak so plainly. Because yesterday, for some reason or another, or the day before, I went into the scriptures and I went into history. I just wanted to know where that community style living come from. It came from that Jakob Hurt, from Andreas Ehrenpreis, and from that Peter Riedemann, and therein they put all their weight on these three people, because, and here, see, we found out from the scriptures that this is eternal life, that this eternal life, life eternal, that they believe in them, whom I will send, and we found out that throughout the grace age, God sent these seven angels. That's the only thing he could trust. These angels were tested back in the prehistoric hour to see if they're going to be qualified to assist the human race, to assist you and I to go in to make it through the jungle that we're in. And then here in the church age of Sardis, back in 1520, God sent that angel to talk to Martin Luther. And Martin Luther, he was that church age message, that fifth church age to the church age of Sardis back in the day, back in the 1520, when he wrote all these things on the church door at Wittenberg, Germany, where was his church was at. And his 95 theses he wrote that he could not go along with the Catholic Church because it was not compatible to the scripture. There's another man that used the Bible as his guide. Is that word have I hid in my heart that I don't sin against? He was one of the top guys in the Roman Catholic hierarchy. And then the Lord kind of came to him, and that angel spoke to him, the just shall live by faith. And then that's eternal life. And that hour, that was eternal life to come up with just shall live by faith. And then, like I say, the other day I just was curious, where did that commune type living come from? It came from that right after, like Martin Luther, he was in 1520, and then 1530, in comes Andreas Ehrenpreis and Peter Riedemann, and just to try to boycott what Martin Luther was saying, and Zwingli and all these wannabes, all these uncircumcised Philistines, and here to come up and twisting the scripture as if community style living is the way to happen. When it says completely, this is life eternal, that they believe on them, my will say, right on the heels, right in the midst of Martin Luther, bringing the church out of Roman Catholicism, and here the whole world is worked up about it, and all of a sudden he puts that Roman Catholic thing out of commission. And here, right in the midst of Martin Luther, Satan, he rises up these Jacob Hutters and all these tugs, all these uncircumcised fellows, to combat exactly everything that Martin Luther ever taught. He brings on this Zwingli guy, and then he brings on this guy, and then just to combat the very fact that the Bible says what Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And he sent that angel, and that angel took the vocal cord of Martin Luther, and you can go back and you can read his history, how he put that whole Roman Catholic Church out of commission. And then, like I said, yes, 100 years later, they threw that pope in prison and he died in there in prison because he's just a phone. He's not real. That whole world was taken up with Roman Catholicism. Mm-hmm. And they had the people so deceived that you had to buy for your penance. You had to pay the Catholic Church money to get saved and to get baptized and to bury the dead and all that stuff. All they wanted was your money, and that's how they function. And here comes Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith, completely crippled that Roman Catholic dynasty. And here, the Satan is back watching. He saw that revolution that happened back in 1520. And he's sitting back and he does what he usually does. He finds these holy religious people. He finds that Andreas Ehrenpreis. He finds that Peter Riedemann. They were all just, they come out of the Catholic Church. They were in the Catholic Church, priests in the Catholic Church. And then what the devil does, he takes them and now he's going to do this holy living thing. He's going to find some scripture and what he found. Oh, you got to have community living, otherwise you're not going to make it. And here he's got that whole Hutterite gang for 2,000 for ever since the 1520. He's got them believing you got to live in a community setting to go to heaven. Mm-hmm. When it's completely said, this is life eternal, that they believe in them and I will send. And we're just putting it out exactly the way it is because we don't take nothing at face value. This is a horrible time to be living in a line of deception. Everywhere you look, there's deception of every description. They'll take the devil. He doesn't care who he uses. He uses whoever he can get in your hands on. But see, the Word of God, we have used the Word of God to guide us through the jungle, where it says, those of your own household will be your biggest foes. And over in the Old Testament says, if the one that you're sleeping with, the one that's closer to your bosom, if she leads you out to serve other gods, you're the first person that should lift up a stone and stone her. Mm-hmm. That's what it was in the Old Testament. Now, right now, we don't go stoning people, but you separate yourself. You know where the danger is. It could be the one that's laying in your bosom, and you have the rights according to the Old Testament. And back in the day, you should be the first one to stone her. Because what they're doing, they're using her to take you back, just like back in the days of Simpson. They were using Delilah. She was sleeping in Simpson's arms, and Simpson was given the order. You're supposed to actually go out there and stone her. Because she's trying to lead you back to get you crippled up with that Philistine thing. Mm-hmm. The Philistines, they hired her. They promised a whole bunch of money if she could find out where his power was. And mm-hmm. It's the same thing. The devil does not die. He just keeps on going, just takes on a separate, different set of clothes and combs his hair a little different and things like that. But he's still out here, more alive than ever before because it's going to be a terrible time because Satan is coming down having great wrath. But you and I, we're top of it. We're top of it. When these phone calls come in here from hell, we know exactly what it's about. We know who's behind it all. It's a cheap shot. After everything we've been through, after how solid we've been, we've come through the ministry of Brother Branham and then Brother Jackson. We've solidified ourselves. We know this is eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. Then we know he sent those angels, and then those angels took the vocal cords of Brother Branham, and then when he was gone, he took the vocal cords of Brother Jackson, and then he found you and I faithful to complete this thing, to finish this up. That's why we were under attack 24/7 from inside and from outside. And like I say, those of your own household will be your biggest foes. If they're not for you, they're against you. And obviously, it's pretty obvious, they're not for me. My wife is not for me because she works overtime to see if she can lure me back into the compound. Then she gets these lowlifes, these lightweights to give us a phone call and try to lure us back, try to put us on the guilt trip. I tell you what, if we didn't know what we know, we'd probably fall for it. We'd probably mm-hmm. cave. But see, we're solid. We're not being knocked down. And if we are, we're going to get up again. But we know where the enemy is. The enemy is those of your own household will be your biggest foes. Mm-hmm. And that whole other thing, like I said, the devil knew exactly what's going on. And he knew that God's going to put that Roman Catholic king out of commission. But he's shifting gear. You know, it's no use working through these popes because these popes are crippled out. They've been found out through the just shall live by faith. And then they brought to the forefront and all of a sudden people got delivered from that Roman Catholic. But right there, right 10 years, 5 years later, Satan comes up with this plan, this community type living with that Jacob Hutter and that Andreas Ehrenpreis and these Peter Riedemann. and the demonic tugs. They're Satan's tugs. There's a substitute. Satan brings in another program that's a lot more holier than the just shall live by faith. To the natural man that doesn't take it to the scripture, that doesn't know that God sent Martin Luther, he sent that angel, and the angel took the word of Martin Luther to bring out his truth here and back in the 1520s. And like I say, right in the middle of it, right in the heels of it, 1530, along come these tugs. And when I talk like that, well, I'm going to offend a lot of people because I speak so plain. Because Jacob Hutter, he's their idol. He's their icon. It's like down at the Woodcrest outfit. That Abraham Arnold, they practically worship him. And he's got all these people under his watch. And here back in that era, the Lord was starting to had John Wesley to look up to. And along comes Brother Brennan right in that era, around about that time when that Woodcrest outfit was established. And the Brethren down, they call themselves the Brethren. Well, they're Satan's brethren. They're not real. It's just Satan's carbon copy. And people, they're asleep. They don't know what's going on. And here at these closing days of time, God is taking the covers off of that deception. Deception of such magnitude that it would deceive the very elect. That's why the things that you and I are saying, they're not very popular. In fact, they try to get rid of us time and time again. Mm-hmm. And if they could, they would, because my God has his hand of protection on it. They come from the inside and from the outside. 24/7, we're under attack from these tugs. I call them tugs. Mm-hmm.
And it says in Psalms 119, verse 130, the revelation of your word brings light and make it the simple-minded wise. That's what the word of God does. And make it the simple-minded wise. When you go into the Word of God and you follow it, and the people, there's a lot of people out there that they'll argue with you over baptism. They'll say they'd rather take the words of Jesus instead of the words of the apostle. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Peter would never have contradicted the words of Jesus. Peter knew what Jesus meant what he said in Matthew 28, that there is only one name given whereby men can be saved, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter knew that when the day of Pentecost came up, and he stood up and he said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And that's a very controversial subject to a lot of people. But to us, it's not, because it says the revelation of your word. We got a revelation of the word of God, and it made a simple-minded wise to the things of God, not to this natural world that we're living in. And when you look at the life of Samson, if he would not have had that weakness for these Philistine women, he would never have gotten in that position in the first place. But see, we can learn from these things, that you do not let yourself get close to things that can weaken you and make you compromise and lose your strength and use your ability to fight and continue on being vigilant in the ways of God. These are devil's ways that he has out there to weaken you, and so you compromise. And that's why you always have to be sober and on guard what the enemy is hatching up, what kind of plan. See, when that woman called for a month, I was feeling it coming on.
The Lord prepared you for that.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. So that's how the Lord prepares you, that there's something coming on, and so that when it does come, that you are not shaken and you know what the devil's up to. So the devil was on a mission. He was on a rampage, and he wanted to make us to compromise and to put us out of commission. But see, we know that the tactics of the enemy, just like the early church did. He said, Peter said, we're not ignorant to Satan's cunning, crafty devices. So we know who the devil can use. So he uses people that are close to you. He uses people of your own household. Not that we hate our family. It's just they are prime targets that the devil can entice in order to make a person compromise in their walk with Christ. And if you are on to that, if you have a revelation on the Word of God, it'll make you wise to the onslaughts of Satan. And that's why there's so many stories in the Old Testament that are still relevant to our day and hour. You can apply them and know, and it makes you be able to overcome these attacks a lot better.
These things have been written in the Old Testament to us, that it says exactly what it says. These things have been written for our admonition on whom the ends of the earth will come. Mm-hmm. Because if we go back and we see it in history, we see exactly what happened to Simpson. Because he fell asleep when Vincent Simpson either laying at him then shows the daily life. The devil knows exactly who to use, like I said. Back in the Old Testament, it's completely just as clear as crystal. If the one that you're sleeping with, she leads you out to serve other gods, then that hunter, I think, is serving other gods, because back in the days of 1520, when Martin Luther came to just to live by faith, along comes these other guys, these Jacob hunters and these Andrea to serve other gods, to lead you away from the very fact this is life eternal, that they believe of them whom I will send. And here, we're wiser. We went into history, we seen all these trademarks, and then we come to the brother ministry of Brother Branham, and then we read, this is life eternal, that they believe on them whom I will send. We keep saying it over and over, because here in this closing day, the deception is of such magnitude that even the very elect would be deceived. And that's why you and I, we have to keep ourselves alert on top of things 24/7. We got to fast. We got to get up in the morning. We got to keep our lips all trimmed and burned, because there's thousands and thousands of people all around. They're depending on what we're saying. And if we say the wrong thing, we send them out to hell and that, just like that Jacob Hunter and that Andreas Erebra. Look at the thousands upon thousands of people that they send out on the wrong, on a wild goose chase. When here, right in their midst, there was somebody, that angel came and talked to Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith. All they would have had to do was hang on to that thing for dear life. Never mind that community living. That's not of God. That's going back to the dark ages where the Roman Catholic Church had that community to live in, had it set up that way. And that's all that Hutter, I think, it's built on Roman Catholicism. Because once you be baptized, and the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, no matter if you go live out on the moon, all the devil cares about, as long as you've been baptized in that diabolical, satanic water baptism of titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you're made yourself a pact with the devil, and it doesn't matter where you live. You can leave that hunter, I call it, and you can go out and live on a farm. You're still interconnected with that diabolical, phony, diabolical, satanic water baptism, and he's got a hold on you. No matter if you go live up on that space station, no matter if you go live up on the moon, no matter where, that stronghold has a hold on your soul. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it until you have to denounce it and deny it and get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that era is over now. Now all you have to do is believe the message for your day, and you're off to glory. You're off to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's the only exit route that's left here, because the grace age is over. The baptism in Jesus' name is over. And it's all served its purpose. It's done, over, done with. Now all you got to do here in this closing days of time, accept the fact that this is that truth. This is that message for you. This is that invitation to marriage supper of the Lamb. Like I keep saying, you can go read it for yourself if you have any hunger and a concern for eternal destiny and for the destiny of your family structure. All you got to go is go read Matthew 22 and read it over and. And Luke, it's the same thing. It just brings it out a little bit more clearer. It's just, you gotta go do study. You gotta do your homework. Otherwise, the devil will lull you to sleep, and he'll bring in these diabolical teaching that community style living, that's the way to have it. That's not what the Bible says. It says that's the eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And like I keep saying it over and over again, in the midst of all that, uproar. All the whole European world was woken up with the just to live by faith. And here, right under their nose, come these Tuds, these Beta Riddimans, and these Yekabooters, and these Andreas Erebi. They were very well accustomed to what the Catholic Church did in the Dark Ages. They knew all about it. But Satan takes them and he tries to infiltrate the human race with this diabolical community style living. Like, that's the way to have
it. Yeah, it's just legalism. Like, I read a book of Peter Redeman, and I even read it in English. And it's really just legalism, more of what the Catholic Church had in the Dark Ages to keep people in bondage. That's all it is. If it's not based on the Word of God, Jesus said, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that's what we build our lives on, the Word of God. That's why I said to the other gate, to this guy, I said, we're not out following some trend. This is not a trend. This is our life. That's going to be our life story. Like Abraham had a biography. Like he had a life memo. Like, and it's written. Mm-hmm. And it says, it believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And that's what we did. We based our walk on the Word of God. And the things that we're saying here are scriptural. And that's what we base our life on. We're not following some trend. It's the Word of God that we are lined ourselves up with. And that's the only thing. When Jesus comes in and he checks out to see if you have on that wedding garment, that is going to be the Word of God, how a person lines up with the Word of God.
And this thing is serious. Because back in the day, it's just exactly what we've been saying here all along. Finally, the final chapter will be written, and the king comes in and he checks you through with that light of the Word of God, and he found somebody that didn't have on that wedding garment, and he gave orders, cast them out. So that's why we're putting 24/7 effort in to make sure that we're lining up with the Word of God. And like I said, the other day the Lord moved on me to go check out where's this Yekabooter come from? Where does that other right, that's community style living, come from? And I found it was just Satan trying to come in with a carbon copy, trying to defuse everything Martin Luther said, and then eventually, as you can go back and read it, and the Church Age of Sardis, eventually that whole thing went to sleep, and they began to denominate, and they began to become another synagogue of Satan, just like the other Church Ages did. And all simply because Satan was watching what's going on, and he infiltrated it with these tugs, with people like the Yekabooter and Peter Riddimans, and these are nothing but Satan's tugs, because when we say speak like that, they think we're blaspheming, but we're telling you the truth, because that's what these things have been done. That's why these things are written for our admonition, on whom the ends of the world come, because God knew back in that great minor his Satan is going to come down having great wrath, trying to divert, trying to deceive people of every description, use every method that he can get his dirty hands to try to deceive people. And because back in the day, Paul said, if I be a servant of Christ, I cannot be pleasing men. We're not pleasing men. We're offending people, because they're not sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not 100% sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ, then if you're not willing to give up your life for the sake of Christ and the gospel, this chapter that you and I are on, it's just gibberish. Mm-hmm. It's just some two people beating their gums together. But if you're sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ and you're willing to put your life on the line, what we're saying, then that is your way to eternal life. You're going to find out. You're going to heal the sick. You're going to raise the dead. You're going to do everything that these early Christians did. And that stream keeps on flowing. If I sein und strom, das ein Erlefel. Er heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. He does all this simply because you're hooked into the source. Just like I was telling you the other day, you can go spend $1,000 on an appliance, but that appliance is just taking up room when you're out if you don't plug it into the source, if you don't plug it into the hydro. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing here. If you're just hearing what we're saying and you don't do nothing to apply it to your life, God's going to take it away from you and you're going to go end up going drifting back into the gutter again. And everything that we said here is going to be immaterial because you're not willing to put your life on the line, to put your neck out there, and to tell people the truth. You got to tell people exactly what we're telling them. We don't care what they do to us because they can't do nothing to us. If they kill us, that's all right. That doesn't bother us none. It is fear not him that kills the body. Fear him that has power once the body is to destroy both the body and the soul in hell. That's the one that you and I fear. These tongues out there, I don't care whether it's your dad, whether your in-laws, whether it's your wife, your children, doesn't matter who they are. The devil will use exactly what they can get his hands on. That's why Jesus, those of your own household will be your biggest foes. Mm-hmm. And they sure tried to get that word, and Jesus was out there preaching to the multitude, these zealots and these tugs, these Pharisees and these scribes went to his family, you gotta rein that guy in because he's got a devil. So they went out there, and you can read it over in Mark and all throughout the Bible, and where they said, your mother and your brothers are out there, they wanna talk to you. They wanna rein you in, so to speak, because they were told he's got a devil. And it's the same devil today. He'll use your family, those of your own household, will become your biggest foe unless your family is sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ and is willing to put his life on the line for the sake of truth, for the sake of the salvation of himself and for his family structure. If you're not willing to do that, then everything that we're saying here is just going to fall on deaf ears. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to hear a word we're saying because what the devil does, he will come and take that word out of your heart. And just like that seed that fell on the stony ground, the devil comes along and takes what's been sown and takes it out of your heart. But you've got to apply it to your lifestyle. You've got to use it and believe it to the point where you're willing to put your life on the line.
That's right, because the devil knows if you're shaky. He knows if you're not grounded, and he'll come and take it. But if you're grounded, like when I decided water baptism in Jesus' name, that's what I'm going to do. And I believed the serpent seed. Nobody could shake me, and the devil knew because it had found solid root in my heart. That seed, that truth found solid root in my heart. And nobody could shake that and take it away from me. But if the devil knows, if it's just laying there on the surface and there's it didn't find no solid root.
Conviction.
Then he knows he can just take it away. But he knows when you're that serious and then but he'll try. Don't think he's not going to give up trying because we get phone calls here. People yelling in our ears,
emails,
accusing us and this, that, and the other, and asking how we think this is right. You know, this is the journey that God has put our life on. We didn't decide that for ourselves. That's what the Lord has called us to do, and the journey that He's called us to walk. And that's what we want to be found faithful to, not to what a man's ideology is and their thinking of what we should do with our lives. No, we have to be faithful to what God has called us to be. And that's what we need to make sure that at the end of our journey, that's what we're holding on to.
Satan has hijacked that Christianity and put it into that colony. Now they got this baptism thing where you get on your knees and you promise you all these promises, and all of this has been hijacked by Satan. And it's a copy. It's a when you have to answer these questions. And then it says, when man sein ein eigenen Willen in Gottes Willen setzt, now then man Gottes Willen like, sich von Herzen befleißigt, man Gottes Willen zu wandeln. And now what they hijacked, Satan has hijacked wenn man seinen eigenen in die Gemein ihr Willen übersetzt. You gotta do what the colony tells you to do. Mm-hmm. It's all hijacked, it's all perverted. Behind it is the spirit of Satan, and he uses these Peter Riedemanns and this Jacobut to start up a movement that has absolutely no spiritual value whatsoever. It's not backed up with scriptures. Mm-hmm. And see, you and I, we found out the word of God is a lamp unto my feet, and anything outside of that, I say, the writer back in Psalms 19, I hate that. I hate that phony lifestyle. I hate that phony deception. I hate that garbage that they put out there that community style living is the way to heaven. I hate it with a passion.
That's what David said. I hate every false way.
Yeah,
and that's exactly. That is not a true way. It's a false way. It's deception.
And we're not mad at these people. They've just been brainwashed. They just fell asleep. They fell asleep at the wheel. And if you fall asleep at the wheel, you'd end up in the ditch. They're blind leaders of the blind, and I don't care how long their beard is or how black their clothes are. We're just saying it the way it needs to be said, because of the day of judgment, we are going to be held accountable to what we did with that word that was given to us. And here in these closing days, we've been given the ministry of Brother Branham. We've been given what that angel said through the lips of Brother Jackson. And we've been tested and found faithful and true to deliver now that meat in due season. We're accountable to the God of glory for what we say and what we do here with this word. Mm-hmm. As we've been given the understanding of it. Mm-hmm. And we're saying things, I know we're offending a lot of people, especially ever since I come on the revelation of what that Jacob Hutter was about, and these Andrean Enterprise. They're Hutterite, they're gods, you know. They use it for their, instead of using what Martin Luther said, they use these tugs, he said, that were sent in by Satan to divert the whole picture. And you'll come and find out that we're saying here is 100% true, because here in these closing days, what the Lord is doing, he's taking the reps off. He's good. Mm-hmm. Taking the reps, all of that deception, because it's all part of Babylon. It's all part of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and it's coming down, it's crumbling. Mm-hmm. You see, if you open up your eyes and you look around the world, how all these terrorists and all these dictators are slowly crumbling. And then 3 years from now, there will be nothing left of that Babylon, Hutterite, Amish, all these structures, all these demonic forces are going to crumble, and they're going to go out to hell and death. Just that simple. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we give you thanks, Lord, for giving us, for putting the light on your word, Lord, and giving us a revelation of your word and understanding, Lord. We're forever grateful, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that you'll help us endure to the end and stand steadfast, Lord, on your word and not compromise for all those wrong teachings that are out there, but stand steadfast on your word. We just want to tell the people what you've done in this glorious hour, in the Laodicea church hour, that you sent a prophet and an apostle, a chief apostle, and to do what? To turn our faith, our hearts, back to the faith of the early church, Lord. Back to the apostle faith there. When Peter stood up at the day of Pentecost to restore, and you restore that water baptism right back to that faith, Lord. And we give you thanks, Lord. We just want to tell people the great things you've done, just like the Israelites. We're told, Lord, to share with the generations coming that they'll never forget your glorious ways and what you've done. And we never want people to forget what you've done in this hour, Lord. And we just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.